Good morning. This morning we celebrate the closing feast of the Christmas season, to which our poinsettias say, thank God. They have given the last long measure of full devotion and are begging to be released from their duties, which will happen this afternoon. We've celebrated as long as the calendar can possibly allow us to celebrate. We bring the feast to a close and go on. Not because we've exhausted it. We haven't. We can't. It's one of those inexhaustible mysteries. The Word become flesh. The more you wrestle with it, the more it stretches. The more it stretches you. It's like dropping a fathom line into one of the ocean trenches. You can keep dropping that line and dropping that line and dropping that line. You're not going to get to the bottom of it. But time comes, you have to move on. We can't sit contemplating the mystery of the Word become flesh all our lives. It's a time to take down the poinsettias and the Christmas tree and get back to work. And the feast of the baptism is a feast that wraps up the celebration of Christmas and opens up the getting back to work, the ordinary time, the day-to-day ministry by which the kingdom is built. It's the parallel feast. It is what it is in the Christmas season, what Pentecost is in the Easter season. The season of Christmas ends with the baptism. And at the baptism, the heavens are opened and the Spirit comes down upon Jesus like a dove. And the voice, quoting that first reading from Isaiah, says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Jesus is pointed out to the world. And the world is pointed out to Jesus. It is from that point that he begins his ministry, as our second reading tells us. One of the earliest memories of the church is that it all began with the baptism of John. And after Jesus was baptized by John, he began to go about first in Galilee and then in Judea, proclaiming the kingdom of God, teaching and healing. It all began with the baptism by John, the descent of the Holy Spirit, the commission of the Father. And so, at Pentecost, the Spirit descends upon the apostles, and they too are sent forth to continue his work, to continue his ministry, and so on down, even to us. We are anointed by the same Spirit. We are given the same commission to go out and announce the kingdom of God, to teach and to heal. So there's a parallelism there. Also, that helps remind us that these are not really separate mysteries, that Easter is a part of Christmas and Christmas a part of Easter. We celebrate the Word become flesh, and yet the Word does not become flesh at Christmas. That's the most obvious starting point in the process, but it's not the whole process. It began 9 months before that. The Feast of the Annunciation is when the Word begins to become flesh. And the Word goes on becoming flesh all through Christ's life. Because we are not human beings, full and entire, the day that we're born. It's something that we grow into. It's something that we live into. And it's really not complete until we are. And one of the most characteristic things about human beings, we're animals. Every animal dies. And yet only the human animal knows that it will die. I will die. So living under the cloud of death, figuring out what to do about that and how to make sense of our lives in the face of our impending death is a challenge for humans that other animals don't face. So dying is not just a part of living. It's a part of becoming human. It's a part of becoming flesh. Jesus is not completely flesh until he has lived, until he has ministered, until he has died. By that point, then, we can say he has become completely one with us. And because he does, we have the opportunity to become completely one with him, which means that that is not the end either. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so too will we be raised. So that our resurrection is as much a part of our life and our becoming flesh as is our birth and our death. And we will not be completely one with him until we have been lifted up into the Father's presence. So what begins with this Christmas mystery is completed with his death and resurrection, and with our death and resurrection. Through his birth, his life, his ministry, his death, he becomes completely who we are. By sharing in his birth, by sharing in his ministry, by sharing in his death, and by sharing in his resurrection, we become completely who he is. Sisters and brothers, we can say it one more day, Merry Christmas.